Hello and welcome, big thinkers, to Life with Innovation. I am your host, Daniel, and in today's podcast, we are going to talk about the cloud going into space. Thank you for stopping by. If you want to support the podcast, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. I am on all of the platforms now. If you have a suggestion for the next podcast, please give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram. Send us a message at Life with Innovation. While you're there, check out our merchandise store. Also, join our exclusive fan page on Facebook, where we get into awesome discussions about the future and how to prepare for it. Without further delay, let's get into today's show. My goodness, we can't get enough of SpaceX, can we? I mean, I'm sure many of you have seen SN8 that just did a hop just recently. Unfortunately, ended in an explosion. But as Elon Musk has said to many of us, failure is an amazing thing as well. So while many companies have been pushing satellites into space, further increasing the accuracy of GPS and communications, which we greatly applaud, we have seen some big news come from Microsoft. Azure Cloud has teamed up with SpaceX to get the cloud set up in space. So first off, what is Azure Cloud, you may ask? It's a cloud computing service created by Microsoft for building, testing, deploying, and managing applications and services through Microsoft-managed data centers. The limitations of today is that rural areas of the United States and globally, as SpaceX ambitions are, they're not geographically connected to data centers across the country, which would allow for applications and services to continue to grow. On top of that, these areas aren't close enough to major metropolitan cities that have internet access or have very low access to internet. SpaceX and Azure team up to tackle this issue, among many other ambitious projects. This is the next move of data centers currently. Everything will eventually be moved to the cloud. And for this team up, that means the cloud will go into space. This is an amazing achievement as technological globalization will aim to move past limitations of congested technological achievement in major cities like the Silicon Valley and the East Coast to even the smallest rural cities in Montana, for example. So I'm all for this already. Microsoft will have access to the Starlink broadband network. Thus far, Starlink has about 895 satellites in Earth orbit. Basically, he's the vice president of Azure Global. He's stated that their ambitious goal is to have Azure also be the main ecosystem and platform of choice for missions in space as well. This is exciting news, as they don't just want to help cloud computing here on Earth, but also aid in technological achievements in space missions. There are obviously concerns, but I want to remind everybody, I mean, concerns in the sense of, you know, Skynet and things like that, you know, the very big concerns that people have. The other smaller concerns, but which are equally important, being satellites are in the way, or just space junk and potential hazardous collisions. But I want to remind everybody that with every technological advancement, there will always be a risk, but we have to remind ourselves that risk is a natural part of human achievement. We must understand that natural benefit before we decide its potential risks. I, for one, am excited for this achievement, as I'm a huge advocate for a developing world outside of major cities. Not to discredit the companies in Silicon Valley, but that's a big reason why achievements are so slow. And I know. It's not as slow as it used to be. You know, a lot of companies are churning out advancements on a monthly basis at this point, right? But many people in the U.S., for example, are incredibly smart, and we don't have access to them. We don't have access to the amount of knowledge that somebody in it, like San Francisco level of tech person. We don't have access to them if they're in rural cities, you know? And in part, it's due to, obviously, resources within those communities as well. But the internet access itself is such a low-hanging fruit that nobody really talks about. But it's in their minds that the future lies, you know, those achievements. Some kid, somebody in the United States, heck, in other parts of the world, you know, doesn't matter where, rural areas in around the world, they have in their mind the future achievements of achieving warp speed or a cure for some cancer. But we need to get them the resources. That's what this internet globalization also has to offer. It's amazing stuff. We can't just have it only in major cities. It's ridiculous that it is that way. It shouldn't be that way. You know, those advancements should be allowed or should be available to people in rural areas. All of this information, all of the resources should be available everywhere. That's what this is solving. There are big thinkers everywhere, not just LA, not just Silicon Valley, not just the East Coast. People shouldn't need to entirely lift up their entire world to leave in hopes of achieving something only in these major cities. That's not how it should be. This team up between SpaceX and Microsoft Azure Cloud is huge for everyone in the world. But I want you guys to think about that for a little bit. What are your thoughts? Think about what this achievement or what this move can really do for the world. Because it's not just centered around the US. Elon Musk wants to send hundreds more satellites into space to connect the world. So this isn't just a United States thing. For my listeners who are also around the world, this isn't just the United States. This is also your country. This is also your city. This is also your community. How do you think you will benefit from this? Because with everything that comes in, we have to remember that whatever opportunity we're given, you have to maximize its output. You have to maximize its availability to you. And what are you going to do with it? You got to do something. You can't just sit back and think, oh, nice, something was given to me. No, what are you going to do with it? You have a mind. You are one of the only species on Earth that has the mental capacity. Don't tell yourself that you can't do something. You know, your ancestors didn't work this hard for you to just sit on the couch and accept it. Use it. Come on, get out there and use it. I want to say thank you, guys. I know I've been on a hiatus. I actually did start another podcast, so I've been putting a little bit more focus into that one. This podcast particularly requires a lot more research, and a lot more effort into trying to figure out what I plan on doing with this podcast. But I do appreciate your support. More podcasts will be coming up. I do have big plans for this particular podcast as well. If you guys want to check out what I have been working on recently, you can check out the Stoic Sage podcast. I'm on all the platforms there as well. It's been a passion of mine to follow in the steps of Stoicism. So I'd really appreciate it if you guys want to go check that out. Let me know what you guys think. But thank you guys for stopping by. Please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review. I try to post every Wednesday, but every Wednesday or any Wednesday, a podcast episode will come out. I hope you feel that much more excited for the future. I'll see you all in the next podcast. And remember, life is always better with innovation.